This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The Department of Energy has announced a new study on replacing the lower Snake River dams, leaving some more than a little disappointed. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says after the administration said it has no plans for removal, it continues to play political games with our dams.
The challenge is salmon survivability, whether they can thrive or not with the hydroelectric dams that we have in place.
And the answer, Newhouse says, is yes, but it's not just about the salmon.
The benefits that we receive from our hydro system, and the four lower state dams included in that, are huge and provide us so many benefits that it's incumbent upon us to do everything we can, not only to preserve those, but to allow salmon to thrive as well. And I think we have proven that we can do both.
But Newhouse says doesn't end there.
I'm not saying that we can't do more. I'm absolutely an advocate for doing all we can to improve salmon survivability and to improve their ability to pass through the dams. We should do those things, but we need to do those because of the benefits we get from the hydroelectric system.
Listen tomorrow for more on why Newhouse believes dam removal is a bad idea on so many levels.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.